You do know that I can see your search history. It's really obvious to see. Are you okay? Is everything all right at home? I'm just a little worried. You see, I couldn't help but notice that you had something in common that you continuously search for. What's with all the mommy ASMR? Is something wrong, baby boy? Do you need some kind of comfort? Maybe comfort from someone who understands. You're really funny. Why are you looking up that stuff? I'm just genuinely curious. I see memes about it all the time. You know, where they're like calling you good boy. My precious good boy. And they do it over and over and over and over and over. It just feels nice to hear. Well, yeah, I suppose that makes sense. There is a stereotype about guys. I think it's nice, but sometimes it sounds a little harsh. You wanna hear it? I think it goes something like, men are simple creatures. They just need a little lovin'. What do you think? Do you need a little lovin'? You know, I don't wanna push our boundaries because it's different for everyone, but if you need comfort from time to time, I could do it. I know I'm not exactly the perfect girl to be your mommy, but I can't just kind of swap into it. I got curious when I saw all the memes popping up of like guys watching it or trying to hide their search history, and it doesn't bother me at all. So, what I'm trying to say is, do you want me to be your mommy? Even for a little bit. I've never been able to, what's the word, express myself or roleplay it, so who better to do it with than my roommate? I mean, it's not like you're gonna super judge me for it. You're the one looking up that degenerate shit, so I might as well be the one to play the role for you. So, are you gonna ask me? You have to do it formally, though. If you wanna get in the role, you have to do it right, and to do it right, you have to be the baby boy that's so shy. But you have to say the words. You have to say, I want you to be my mommy. Oh, I never heard it properly. Sorry, can you say it right in my ear? Just say, I want you to be my mommy. Anything for you, baby boy. Don't give me that look. Are you surprised I can roleplay? I'm capable of a lot more than you realize. It's just the situation never came up to baby you. Okay, first things first. You're going to respond to baby boy. Okay. And when I praise you, just know that I mean it. When I say my good baby boy is going to sit still while I pamper him, that's an order, as well as some praise at the same time, because you deserve I'm trying to use my best memory to think of what these mommies do with their precious baby boys. But I have to think on my feet, don't I? I have to be the one in charge, don't I? So, what better way to start pampering you than to clean these adorable ears of yours? That's natural for a boy to reminisce about the easier times. About the times where he was looked after. The times where the only thing you had to care about was the sun going down, because that meant you had to come home. I think it's natural to want to go back, even if it's for a short 30 minutes. I think exploring that vulnerable side of yourself is important, and I can be the one to do it with you. Do you understand? I want to be the one that you open up to, and in return, it could be a little secret. No one has to know. Could be both of us being vulnerable. It's not just you. Think. You don't think it's slightly embarrassing for me? I want to feel needed. Without it, it's like I don't have much purpose. But if I could be your mommy just for a little bit, well, it would make me feel very accomplished. And I know from, I guess, browsing the internet, that it's reciprocated. Truly. Why do you think it's a trend of older woman or MILF or just Dommy Mommy? It's because, as a man, you want to switch your brain off. You don't want to think anymore. You just want to be told what to do. Or, whatever happens, happens. You're already probably decision fatigued. So the last thing you want to do is think, in all honesty. And I don't think there's anything to feel shameful of. It's natural. I think it's almost instinctual to want some sort of relationship or a caring hand that takes on that role of reciprocated love and care. And I think most of all, judgment-free. And I think that's what we can offer each other. How about if we do this again in the future? You send me some videos you like, and I'll learn from them. I can read the comments. I can listen to what the voice actress is doing. What do you say? We'll do this for a little while. I'll let you sleep on it as well. It's very important that you rest before making a decision. Once you rest, you'll know when you wake up if this is something you wanted, or if something else could have been better for you. Without saying too much, I'm actually really glad. stumbled upon your search history. If you feel, what's the word? Exposed by it, I do apologize. But I promise I'm not judging you, baby boy. Not at all. Will I get one of my makeup brushes and just brush along your face and your ears? I want you to just relax, relax, relax. There is absolutely no rush, no decisions, no anything. Just be yourself and let your thoughts steady. Maybe even just focus on my voice. Focus on the words I'm saying. If you need a distraction, this is what works for me. I try to spell the words that I hear, and it works well if it's slow, soft words. Does that help you focus? I have my little brush here. Little baby. I'm trying to recall some more. I know words of affirmation can be quite popular. But I also think that words of reassurance, just reminding you that while you're with me, you are safe, and you're so very brave. And even if you don't believe these words, I have bad news for you, because I believe in you. So I have every right and every authority to say these things to you. And who are you to go against what I say? Last I checked, I'm your mommy and you are my baby boy. And well-behaved baby boys listen, and they don't talk back. No, they do not. And I'm sure you want to be the best boy ever for your mommy. It's okay. Just pressing the brush against your ear. Slow and gentle. You must have a lot on your mind. Maybe you're asking yourself, is it wrong to want more? And the answer is no. It's natural.
It is oh so very natural.
That comfort that you've been seeking, that's your human mind. It is natural to want these things. Your instincts can only be ignored for so long. So no embarrassment, no judgment, just me and you against the world. I'm glad I could make you like this. Truth be told, I'd like to do it again and again and again. But it's important that you want it to. So don't feel pressured. Just think and well, and tomorrow you can give me your answer, okay? But to clarify, I would be honored to be your mommy, and I don't think much is off the table for me. Whatever you worry about, or think you'll get shunned for, maybe I should show you my search history to reassure you. That way, we'll be on equal footing. No skeletons in the closet, so to speak. Let's see if this trick will work to put you to sleep. Are you starting to drift, baby? Is mommy just that good at the tingles? I like that you're into ASMR. Makes it easier to use against you. still awake. I thought I lost you to sleepy time. What would you like? I think it would be nice if you rested on my chest. I don't mind. I might not have the biggest, chest pillows like the anime girls in those thumbnails. But, well, you can always try and see. I'll do a few more things and then we can cuddle, okay? If it makes you feel nervous, I can reassure you by saying I'd very much love to give my good boy a snuggle. It would be the biggest compliment if I could get you to fall asleep while on my chest. Okay, a few more tingles, darling. You smell divine. Enough for your tingle variety. Come snuggle with your mommy, okay, baby boy? I promise I'll keep you safe.